We're going now to Techno Park Tuesday 8th rally beginning at Logan's Reserve on Altona Beach foreshore and walking up to the Civic Centre, about 150 people in the gathering dusk. In this first part, this is a lot of vox pop and you'll hear in amongst there Daria Callerton, who's the only independent councillor that was there from the Hobsons Bay Council, and at the end she directs me to talk to another councillor from another area, and Sue Bolton of course was there, she's from Merribick, because there's a gag order on councillors actually speaking about the details of what's going on in that area. So first up we'll go to the Vox Pop.
I cut my holiday short by 50%, thinking I'm going to come home, all my stuff's going to be out in the street, and it's like, you know, I'm going to be, you know, eviction. So, and there was other people that same day, Lara was overseas, where they had a family member died, you know, it's like, you don't need this extra stress of, you know. And same, it doesn't matter whether you're renting or you own it or whatever it may be.
Absolutely.
And now the council's saying, oh, you know, you should have read the Section 32 and it should have been this and it should have been that. Yeah, okay, maybe it should have been, but at the end of the day, it's still a home. People are living there, it's, you know, and it's a community, you know. It's more than just accommodation. It's memories. It's lifestyle. It's it. It's everything, you know. So
if they wanted you to leave, what are they expecting to do with the land?
Well, they're just saying that's the whole thing, is it's a zoning issue. They're just saying that it's industrial, can't be lived in, it shouldn't be lived in. Yet it was built for immigrant accommodation. That's what it was built for, and it's been used for accommodation since the 1950s. There's been people living there literally full-time. Might not necessarily be the same person, but yeah.
I heard that they were saying that it was because the land was contaminated or something.
Nah. At this stage, it's purely just a zoning issue. They're saying it's zoned industrial one, and that doesn't accommodate for residency, so people can't live there. I think they're a bit hesitant to say that it's dangerous or that it's toxic or whatever it might be, because there's literally 2,000 homes that are closer on the other side of the railway lines. But they're saying, oh, well, they're zoned residential, so it's not an issue. It's because we're zoned industrial that it's an issue.
You've been living there for 14 years,
14
right?
14 years, yeah, full time. So.
And you were saying that someone you know has been living there...
I've got a friend that's been there for 21 years, And apparently the longest resident we can find has been there 28 years. So, and it's never been an issue. Councillor, happy to take rates, happy to register pets, happy to do everything else, and now all of a sudden it's become an issue.
It's incredibly shocking, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's been quite emotional. It's been, draining mentally and, yeah.
So. And what was this about people getting, they're sort of hunkering down?
So 50% of probably the residents are sort of gone into ostrich mode, where they're sticking their head in the sand and hoping it goes away. But there's people that have literally, like, thrown all the pot plants out, pulled the blinds, they're turning off their power meter at night, so in case council come around checking, you know, if people are there or not, and they're living in fear that they're going to be evicted because they've got nowhere else to go.
And some people actually own these places, don't they?
Yeah. It's about 50-50. And that's effectively then they've said, oh, well, it's zoned one industrial / commercial. You can only use it as an office space. You can't be there after 8 p.m. You can't do this, you can't do that. It's going, well... So people have put their livelihood, their investment into buying these places that are now literally worthless. So with no compensation, the council keeps referring to, that they'll refer us to services required, mental health, housing, everything else, which are all overwhelmed as it is. And as I said, okay, you want me out, you want me to go, give me an alternative. Where am I going to go? They keep saying, oh, we'll refer you to housing and they'll help you out. Well, there's a 5-year wait for emergency housing. There's a 20-year wait for general housing. What good is that to anybody? Yeah. Where's the help in that, you know? And then they go, oh, if there's mental health issues, you go, well, there is, because you've caused it by giving us a letter of eviction saying they want us out, which is just ridiculous. Yeah. Council have known that people have lived there, and for them to say that, oh, they've only become aware of it and whatever the case may be is just ridiculous. And even if it is, well, work with us. Let's, you know, Dave, council have come out and said that, yeah, it is possible to rezone it, but it's a little bit too hard and we really sort of don't want to do that. So And we go, well, you know, we're ratepayers, we're taxpayers, we live within the community. You know, you're voted into power to help the local residents, to help the local community. Will help us.
Mm. Well, we're at Logan's Reserve in Altona, just down from the Civic Centre, just before a council meeting. We're all going to go up there, aren't we?
Yeah. So we've got members of the community that are going to go to the council meeting tonight. We have to submit in writing questions to the council prior to the meeting. Those questions will be tabled and the council will read out pre-written answers to those questions. We did it at the previous council meeting, and it was basically just a fob-off. It was, you know, they said, oh, you know, yeah, we're very sorry, it's a very sad situation, but, yeah, tough.
Well, one of the councillors is putting forward a motion to get them to cease and desist, really.
Yeah. And that's all we're asking is for the eviction notices to be rescinded. And basically for the council to work with us as a community to resolve this issue. You know, there's up to 100 people being affected directly, not to mention family and friends that are also being affected by it. And, yeah, we just want the council to work with us. They know there's a solution to it that is achievable, and they're just not even entering into it at the moment. Regarding the council putting forward a motion, it needs to be seconded. No other councillor has stepped forward at this stage to second that motion.
Not the Labor or the Greens?
Nobody. Yeah. So she's an independent, and she's literally on her own. Nobody within council is supporting her.
Working to try and get the mobile tanks to be closed down because they're unsafe, because they're too close to your houses. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. And the people here at Techno Park are being told that it's not safe, while you're being told that it is safe.
No.
No? What's going on?
We're just not being told. We just haven't been told yet. I can probably give you a bit of paper.
Okay.
We'll explain it. You've got the Techno Park eviction notice, which is issued now. The BPS, which is this form, which is the Better Place in Spotswood. Are in this area for Spotswood, and Newport is here, which says no sense of use such as housing, education, medical facilities below within the buffer zone, and there's all these houses within the inner buffer zone, and they're not being notified of their risk.
Righto. It's a bit haphazard, is it? You know, one group of people are being told one thing and another group of people aren't told anything.
That's right, and we've found out for ourselves, and that boundary now, because of new tanks, we've said here within the Spotswood area, the approval of new tanks within the Spotswood, encroaching on the Spotswood, there's been tanks put in here, which has moved that boundary out right up to there. So a lot of there's another couple of hundred houses have been incorporated within the inner buffer zone, which there's supposed to be no residential areas in.
Yeah, and that, of course, not just affects the people who have bought houses there in good faith, but all the others.
Yeah. There's thousands of houses affected by it. It's huge. It is huge.
Right. So you just scratch the top of a pimple and...
This is just scratching the top of the pimple. This is very, very minor. We've got the major hazard facilities, which are these tanks that are shown there. There's also the problem with the major hazard pipelines that pump the fuel through. They were put in 1972 with a 40-year design life and a 50-year product life. It's now 53 years and they're still using them.
So you don't have a lot of confidence in the handling, the public handling of these issues?
It's the regulators that the issues with. The owners of the institutions, the infrastructure, get all the requirements they need to do whatever they want to do. It's the regulators that are letting the public down. That's Hobsons Bay Council, WorkSafe and EPA are the three regulators that are involved. And there's also the regulators for the pipelines that haven't been regulating the pipelines. They're just allowing them to continue.
So, do you live in the buffer zone?
Yeah. Yeah, I live up here.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, right. Can I ask you your name or is...
No.
No. Okay, that's okay.
The Techno Park Action Group have been hit first with eviction orders, but it looks under the application of the buffer zones or the failure to put in proper buffer zones that a lot of other people, thousands of other homes, will be affected in the near future.
Are you a resident of Techno Park?
I am, yeah.
So are you glad that people have turned up to help you out here?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful to see people.
So how are you feeling? I mean, what happened? Did you get a letter?
Yeah, I got a letter originally. It was horrific. And I felt a lot better when I realised that people were, you know, all in the same boat and we really, made one another feel better. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, everybody's going to fight.
Yeah, we are. They are. Yeah. I know, it's amazing. I can't believe it. You know, we got first of all, I thought there were 4,000 signatures, but now there are 10,000. Save our homes.
Do you come from here?
Altona Meadows,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So you've heard about what's happened at Techno Park?
Yes, we have, yeah. We were talking to a couple down the street the other day, so we're here to support them.
Yeah. Your residents?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So did you get a...
It's all going to be by Zoom now?
Yeah, yeah.
What, the council meeting?
The council meeting, they cancelled it.
Really?
Yeah, so they're doing it... No, not council, they're doing it remotely. They're not doing it in council chambers and they're not going to let any public in or any questions. So they've chickened out. So, yeah, I'll call that a victory. We don't get to ask our questions, unfortunately, or hear any answers, but...
They didn't want to answer your question, maybe...
Yeah, we don't know whether they will. Normally they say that you have to be present in the meeting to have your questions answered, so we don't know if they'll answer them in their virtual meeting or not. I hope they will. We've given all our questions to Matt Tyler, who's one of the councillors, who told us that all he can do is ask questions, and he asked them on our behalf, but he hasn't confirmed whether he will or not yet.
Now, was there a seconder to the motion that they cease and desist?
You could ask Daria Kellender, who's here, about that.
Okay.
To my knowledge, no councillor responded to the motion, and then the CEO has blocked it.
Are you Daria?
Yes.
Okay.
Legal advice and having council potentially release the legal advice to all councillors, and I was told that that wasn't possible. And I was asked whether, I asked also whether it was possible for a councillor to put up a resolution of council to rescind or revoke or reverse the eviction letter, and I was also told that that wasn't possible. So I'll be asking those questions tonight.
Okay, and so why have they gone to Zoom?
They've cited potential security risks, so they've moved the meeting to Zoom.
So does that, when they say security risks, are they saying that they're frightened of their constituents?
I'm just a councillor, I can only express my views.
You're obviously not scared of them because you're here.
Yeah, I'm not scared of people, happy to have a conversation. But yeah, from a council perspective, that's a CEO and a question directed to the mayor. So, look, you know, I'm standing out here with the residents of Techno Park and their supporters. And yeah, nice bunch of people. And I guess, yeah, it's not okay to evict people from their homes, particularly at this time with the economic and... housing crisis and cost of living crisis.
Have you, as a councillor, come across issues of a growing concern around the increased development of tanks that are forcing back the buffer zone around residential areas in this area?
So I don't think it's actually that widely known that the buffer zones have increased, and I think that we're probably potentially going to hear more and more as developments get knocked back.
Okay, so it's an ongoing issue in your turn?
Yeah, I think it will be an ongoing issue.
Yeah.
Codes of conduct and things like that restrict us from speaking. They're really gagging on us. And that's where it's really good if you were to get another councillor from a different area, because it doesn't impact them specifically. They'll be able to say whatever they want to say. So yeah. I can't say things, but you're not a councillor here, so you can say anything.
Yeah. Okay. No, all right. All good.
All right. So, Sue, what's your impression of this council's approach to these issues? Is it normal for a council to send out eviction notices like this and expect people to get out overnight?
Well, I wouldn't say it's normal, but regardless, it's shameful and outrageous, and I think is entirely unnecessary. There's, I think, you know, local residents have been told various stories as to why the council's done this, but I think there's absolutely no need. If there was an immediate safety issue, then what you do is you'd organise alternative, like immediately, like people's life was fully in danger, then maybe you might organise alternative accommodation for people. But I don't believe that's the case here.
Yeah, we're down at Techno Park Drive. You're on 3CR with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast. It's a rally that was held Tuesday. It was at Logan's Reserve on Altona Beach, and it was going up to the Civic Centre. And as you can see, it was a moving feast in the sense that the people believed that they were going up to the Civic Centre to show support for questions to council about the eviction notices. But, of course, the council then made it a Zoom meeting just before the rally got to the Civic Centre. So it was didn't deter the people, but also the issue of the buffer zone. This is a simmering sore, I'd say. Melbourne has 5 days of fuel storage available to it. Did you know that? I learned that on Tuesday night. And most of it's being held in the tanks around that area. And if you go back to the Coote Island fire in the 80s, the commission into that fire came to the conclusion that this industrial infrastructure was too dangerous to be in an inner city location. But because Kennett got in, they shelved the report. And now there's this creeping issue about the extending buffer zone with residential housing up cheek and jowl against these storage units. So this is a pot thickening, I'd have to say. Anyway, as I said, the group of people there were not deterred, and they went on to speak in the rally and then walked up to the Civic Centre. So let's hear what they were saying at the rally that was held at Logan's Reserve.
Can you all hear me?
Yep.
My name is John Shaw. I've lived in the area for a long, long time. I grew up on a farm in Fitzgerald Road, Laverton. It wasn't even called Laverton North in those days. Anyway, I started working at Altona Council in 1964, and I worked in local government for 30 years. I've got to say, this decision of the council, in my opinion, is the worst decision that the local council, has ever made in my lifetime. I also believe that they could not have picked a worse time to try and evict people from their homes. Everybody knows that you can hardly rent a place these days, and it's difficult if you haven't got the money to be able to buy one. And yet, they choose to try and kick you out. The place has had people living in it, I believe, since the 1950s. When there were Nissan huts on the site, and I believe that this act of the council's is just an act of bastardry. I'm sorry to use those terms, but that's what I feel. Yeah. Having heard this afternoon that those of us that could attend the meeting tonight are no longer able to attend, I think that's a very cowardly decision of the council, and we should never support people that are cowards.
My name's Arnie. I've lived there for 14 years. I moved in, I thought I'd be here 6 months, get myself back on my feet and then out of here. But it's a great place. Yeah? I mean, it's a community, you know? there's not many communities around. You've got these big buildings around, you know, or long streets where people don't know their neighbours. But a techno park, it's a community, you know. A few years back, I had a heart attack, and I called my next door neighbour, and he took me to the hospital. You know, you rely on the people you're with. You rely on your neighbours. And it's like, that's what community is. Now, the thing is that what we have now, I mean, I'm retired now, and what I've noticed is that, like, the world is changing. It's us against them, you know, and them being the bureaucrats, you know. It's like people are being crushed. You know, you're not allowed to be nice to each other. You know, you're not allowed to walk around and sort of help each other. That's the way it's changing. We've got to change that back. You know, we've got to sort of say hello to people when we're walking down the street. We've got to say hello to the neighbours. You know, we've got to help our people around us, you know, because we can all do that. And that's what's needed in the world now. And this is, if we can get on with this, if we can bring that council to its knees, then the next council will fall, and the next one. It's a dominoes. Yeah? That's what we're up against, this bureaucracy. And people with feelings, people with emotions can bring down bureaucracy every time. Okay? So we're going to go up there and we're going to show them that we're something to be dealt with. Okay? Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everyone. My name's Jorge Corquera. I'm a local councillor. Before you boo, though, I'm not from Hobson's Bay. although I should say there is one councillor here standing by you from Hobson's Bay. I'm a local councillor in neighbouring Maribyrnong. First thing I'd like to say in that capacity, I've sent a letter to all the local councillors here. I haven't even got your email response. You may well have got your eviction notices from bureaucrats, but the responsibility is on those elected councillors. You've got to put, as we're doing right now here today, pressure on those councillors. Their spineless actions to not even stand for the decision that's been made to evict you is absolutely incredible. It's been described by a number of people exactly as it is, bastardry, spineless. These are people who are supposed to, well, in the first place, elected somehow to be representative. They're people who are also governed by a local government act that talks and talks about transparency, accountability. Where are they when they're supposed to be representing you? That's where we're going to keep the pressure up, on those councillors. It seems to me a particularly brutal irony that we're meeting here today in support of the Techno Park residents threatened with eviction during Homelessness Week, National Homelessness Week. What a cruel fucking irony that we're here meeting in defence of your human right to a home. In the lead up to Homelessness Week, it started yesterday, a range of reports have come out. You've probably all seen them. This one of the reports that came out in the last few days estimates that within the next 7 years, 500,000 Australians, older Australians, this is just in the older category, over 50, will struggle to find a stable home. We know that 67% of people in Australia right now are in housing stress. And that housing stress is a very weak definition, as people have pointed out, because it's defined as having to pay either in mortgage repayments or rents more than a third of your income. A lot of those people in that 67% are paying 40%, even 50%, including people paying mortgages. Certainly in the city of Maribyrnong, we have a lot of people who are in massive stress, housing stress, because of the mortgages they got into in recent times. That's to say nothing of renters. Over 84% of renters are officially in housing stress. Here you have a council. How many of them are there? Well, apart from the one supportive council here, another six councils or seven or whatever it is that aren't even willing to face you. They're not even willing to face you. They closed down the meeting with poor excuses about security, whatever it is. I understand that you have to have a ticket here to attend a council meeting. What sort of outrage is that? That you have to have a ticket to attend a council meeting? You know, it's not a deli. It's a level of government where you elected people. You elected people. I tell you what, if these people won't face you, they're going to be facing you anyway. Next September, October, whenever it is, you've got to run against these councillors. If they will not support you in this basic human right, all of you, every one of you, should run in that election against those councillors and make sure they're all out on their ass.
Thank you everyone so much for being here. My name's Lara, I'm a resident at Technopark Drive. The council has treated people here like we are disposable, and your presence and your solidarity tells us that we are not. Thank you so, so much for supporting Technopark residents. I want to say too that we stand in solidarity with all people in insecure housing. I just wanted to read a note from a Technopark mother that I think sums up something very true about our community. She wrote, "My son lives at Technopark. The residents are fantastic and have not only planted the grounds with native grasses and trees at their own expense, but also maintain the area, not at council's expense. They assist in removing rubbish from the public paths and the waterway along Kororoi Creek. They regularly report wildlife issues and vandalism relating to public property, and they look out for each other. Why on earth would the council want to lose exemplary residents like these? They should be showcased and applauded. Surely the council were aware that people have been living here for the last 30 years. Hobson's Bay City Council, you have a real gem here, a microcosm of inner city communal living. If only more apartments and flats could achieve what these people do." That's a beautiful, true statement about us, but we also know that housing is a human right, and whatever the people deserve to be treated with care and respect and dignity, and no one should be evicted from their home. Thank you very much.
Once a home, always a home, say Technopark. Once a home, always a home, say Technopark. Once a home, always a home, say Technopark.